Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you just leave that in the fun oven for about half an hour and sprinkle over a little bit of love, you've got yourself an excellent podcast. Welcome to the Off Menu podcast. I'm Ed Gamble and there's James Acaster.
Hello, nice to see you. I've got my oven gloves on.
You've got your oven gloves on?
Yeah, I was near the fun oven.
To pull the potty out of the fun oven?
Yeah, pulling the potty out the fun oven.
If you're listening for the first time, this is the Off Menu podcast where we invite a special guest into our dream restaurant and ask them a few things, don't we, James?
We ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
It is a wonderful format.
Ed, who's today's guest?
Our guest today goes by many names.
Uh-huh.
Sergio Pizzorno.
Uh-huh.
Serge from Kasabian.
Yes.
And recently by his initials SLP, which is the title of his recently released solo album.
Oh, you're such a good maitre d'.
Thank you very much. Maitre Ed.
Yeah, yeah. Ed, let me tell you though, as much as I'm excited to have Serge in the restaurant today, if he mentions a secret ingredient, he is out on his ass.
Yes, every week we have a secret ingredient where if a guest mentions it within their meal, they will be removed from the building.
Bit of a controversial one this week, so I don't agree with it. But you...
Do you not?
No, you and Benito are fully behind it, so I've got to go along with it. But
our secret ingredient this week is raw ginger.
Big chunks of raw ginger.
Big chunks of raw ginger.
Specifically,
now,
big chunks of raw ginger.
Of course, raw ginger and ginger itself adds so much to so many meals.
So good.
But sometimes, if there's a big old chunker in there and you bite down on it, it's like very potent, compacted hair. Oh. It's really not a nice feeling.
I like it.
You like it? But you hate lemongrass. It's the same situation
for
me.
No, it's not the same. Lemongrass is too strong in a way that's a bit sickly. Ginger, it feels like a real pleasant explosion.
I think it's the texture more than anything for me.
Throughout my whole head.
But it's too late because we've already made the decision.
We've made it. I've got to go along with it. So it's
the secret ingredient.
Heavy heart, if I
the secret ingredient is big chunks of ginger. Anything over, I'd say, 2 centimetres.
Yeah, we'll get him to measure to show us with his hands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But for now, let's hear the off menu of Sergio Pizzorno, Serge from Kasabian, SLP.
The SLP.
Welcome to the restaurant, Serge.
Thanks, mate.
Welcome, sir.
Thanks, no. You know what's going on here?
Go on.
He's a waiter and he's a genie.
Oh, okay.
And I was about to say he's a genie waiter, but I started to say waiter and I nearly said he was a weenie jater.
Oh, I've never been called a weenie jater before, but I quite like it.
And that explosion was you coming out of the lamp.
Yeah, it was me coming out of the lamp. Yeah.
I wonder what was going on.
My weenie jater entrance. For this episode, I'm going to be called a weenie jater.
Okay, you're a weenie jater.
Only for this episode.
Yeah, perfect.
I like being called a weenie jater.
So the idea is, Serge, that as a weenie jater, he can get you whatever food you want from any place or time around the world, anything you want for your dream meal.
Okay.
Yeah, happy with that?
Yeah, really happy.
You seem pretty chill in the presence of the weenie
jater.
Yeah,
no, I'm just trying to sort of get my head around.
Look, you've just arrived at the restaurant, that's fine.
So I saw a little look in your eyes when Ed said then any place or time. Yeah. I heard you hear time and go, oh, I could go back into Henry VIII times. Yeah. I think you started to think outside of your realm then. Yeah. You're thinking, oh, I can get some other stuff.
It's funny what you sort of start to remember when you pick out certain times of your life, going, oh, that time in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you start to remember other things, nights you've forgotten that you probably best should have forgot.
Yeah.
But the food sticks out.
Yeah.
First, we'll start with still a sparkling water, Serge.
Oh, man, sparkling. It's a new thing, but I've gone... cut down on the fizzies, you know, fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
So it's like a little sort of fake hit. It's
like a treat of fizz.
I pretend it's like a full fat Coke.
Yeah.
When did you start cutting down?
I noticed my teeth looking like weirdly yellow and I thought that's probably should stop that.
Uh-huh.
And I drink quite a fair bit of rum, so I always have it with that. So I thought maybe at a restaurant you're probably better off... going sparkling.
So did you still have it with the rum?
Yeah.
But you've cut down on it with...
Cut down the amount of it.
Yeah.
In the rum. So more rum now.
You just have more rum now. Yeah.
That's smart. Your teeth look very nice, Serge.
Thanks, man. My little boy said the other day, he's like, Dad, your teeth are well yellow. I was like,
what?
Yeah.
I don't think they are. Oh, man, maybe that means I've got yellow teeth.
Yeah. Maybe you got white eyes. Maybe that's why. You see everything white.
Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah.
That could be true.
You have got quite white eyes.
Is that how eyes work? Yeah. I now see everything white because my eyes are really white.
Yeah.
Whoa, correct. I didn't know that. Well, Ed went to a better school than me, so I've got to presume that's true. You see everything white. I think you've got nice teeth, mate.
Thanks, man. Crooked.
So you got...
caning my teeth. They're not actually not that bad.
No, they're not. They're nice teeth.
Thanks, we haven't like battered someone's self-esteem this early. Like, podcast, straight away. Do you want still a sparkling water? I'm a piece of shit. Oh, God, I hate myself so much. Oh, God. Oh.
I think I was a bit embarrassed by choosing sparkling. I think that's what it is.
No,
it's
I think kinda, it's
stigma
kinda,
attached.
It is a lot of stigma attached. I mean, even when I do it, like, you do every sort of, there's a little murmur of like, oh. Do you know what I mean? It's always a wanker move.
Who's this guy think he is?
Yes,
he thinks he's great.
Especially
he thinks
my
great.
Pals, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, white.
Really?
What are you doing?
Like, what pals are you thinking?
Well, sort of, you know,
particular?
my pals that I've known since I was like, you know, 7. So I'm still friends. I still live in Leicester, so we're still close, still see him a lot. But it's the kind of thing where you order sparkling, oh, move to London, have we?
Yeah.
So what they drink down there and, it's like, no, it's just...
I think it's absolutely fine to pick sparkling, and I think it's a good reason because you're trying to cut down on your fizzy drinks.
But I identify what you just said. I'm from Kettering.
It's not
so
far,
it's not
right?
far. Same kind of attitude.
Yeah.
If I said I was having some sparkling water, I'd get a bit of could have lived in London. Drinking some sparkling water, are you?
Crazy. Two stops down, right? What is it? Is it? No, it's Market Harbour, then Kettering.
Yeah. Market Harbour, then Kettering, 20 minutes on the train.
Mate, it's happening in Kettering.
That's where people... We used to go shopping in Leicester, me and my mates.
Sophistication.
Tells you everything you need to know about Kettering.
The big city.
Yeah, let's go to Leicester.
Wow. I think we might have done a gig there. I can't really think about Kettering.
A lot of people can't. A lot of people find it very hard to think about Kettering, Serge. But
there's a band from the Temples. Are they from Kettering?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. James Bagshaw. I used to do when I was in bands growing up.
Yes. They got great names. I remember that from the show, The Last Lecture.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, Caprison. Something.
Caprison Quartet. Yeah, I was in.
Correct. Tickled me that.
But we did some gigs with the people who are in Temples now. They were in different bands when we were growing up, so we'd do gigs with them. And James Bagshaw is one of the guys at Temples that go with the big hair. I don't know if he's got big hair anymore.
Yeah, the singer, right?
I think he's like, oh, do you know what? I think he is, he might be the singer. But like, he He was in a pop punk band the first time I met him, and it was a good pop punk band. I liked it a lot. Yeah. Can't remember what they were called now, but like it was a shout out to Temples.
Yeah. Raging Speedhorn aren't from Kettering, are they?
They're from Corby.
I always get that mixed up.
Corby. So
they're from Corby.
That is an interesting place.
Yeah, Corby's a very interesting place.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still the case in Corby, but a lot of people used to think they were Scottish in Corby when they weren't Scottish. But people have Scottish accents. Now I'm going to be in actual trouble.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of putting myself in the crosshairs now.
Right.
But a lot of people who just...
I wouldn't mess with Raging Speedhorn.
No.
Soap bar. That's where you get the best soap bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What soap bar?
I don't know if you can... I suppose it's like Thai weed.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's like, it's sort of made, it's weird. It's like made in like... You always find plastic bags in it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like cut really weird.
It's plastic bags in it?
Yeah, we used to call it plastic bag material because you'd always find remnants of plastic bags.
Yeah.
Being, you know, but that, you know.
And would you smoke the plastic bags?
I mean, at the time, anything, really.
It's all in there, right? Bulks it out.
We didn't really have a lot of money, so it's like, great, that'll work.
Pop it on some bread, Serge! Pop it on some bread!
Oh, man. It's a really tough one. It's a lot of hard decisions to make because I love them equally. But I suppose I'd have to go with... I mean, I don't know. That's really tough.
It's tough, isn't it?
Stomped me, man.
It's really tough.
Because I do... traditional... Like, I've got a long history with bread. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like...
You and bread go way back.
We're way back. Yeah. Pop Doms is like the last, you know, probably like 5 or 6 years where I've really got into curry. But I was a sort of... Bread was sort of... I lived on it to survive. Because I was crap with food when I was a kid.
Mm.
He's one of those kids you get like... He'd invite around your house and I wouldn't eat anything, you know, I'd have like a slice of bread with no butter, you know, right?
Yeah.
Bad problems.
I was the opposite.
Really?
If I went over to a friend's house, I was the one where the mum was like, that fat kid's coming over, give him all the food. I went over to one friend's house and his mum just kept making me toast in the morning once. Eight slices of toast. She's like, would you like some more toast? It's like she had some bet going.
Yes, every time.
Yeah. Put another one on the tally chart.
Just if I saw something wrong with the mum, you know, like for hands, I didn't like the look of her hands.
This is why you wouldn't eat much.
Kind of, yeah. Or there's maybe some sort of weird mouth thing.
Like
or
a bit of white stuff around the mouth.
Yeah, you know, or sort of, you know, like, sort of, it was weird with sauce as
you
well.
You saw something wrong with the mum.
Do you know what I mean, though? Yeah. Like, I'd be like, oh, what we got? It's like, oh, beans. It's like, oh, man, like that liquid on the beans. And it's giving me stress.
You weren't a sauce person?
No, see, weird, because, like, what I've turned into, like, don't worry about my kids. Kids don't eat, like, loads. But I always think, I was the worst. And now I'm sort of, I like to eat anything. Sauce is... Food is merely a vehicle for sauce now. Man.
Nice. You've gone too far
the other way.
Yeah, you just have soup all day.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah.
I remember, like, and I still got this to this day, this is just a little example of how bad it was. Like, I couldn't eat if a magician was on the telly. I'm not even joking.
What are you talking about?
Well, still to this day, it freaks me.
I'm not often surprised, Serge. I think, you know, working in comedy quite often, you can sort of see where the left turns are going to come in. That took me by surprise.
It's not even a problem. It's every now and again, you know, like a Sunday, there'd be like a magician. Like with it was more those Dove ones, you know, the 80s ones.
Yeah, with the like white gloves and stuff.
Still now, and you know what? The next level is the unmasked magician. That does me even more.
The guy with the white mask on.
The props and the leather and the face paint. And still, I could go now. Like, makes me barf, man.
So you wouldn't be able to eat if there was a magician on the table because it made you feel sick?
Yeah. So right. I would gag. Like, I'd be bad, man. Like, I'd be round mates' houses and they'd bring food and I'd be like, how that bad?
Once again, they're watching a magic show.
If there was a magician on the telly, then I was...
Would they know? Would they do it on purpose? They'd like order a pizza and put a David Copperfield video on.
They would just take the piss, like a weird kid coming round that don't eat anything.
If there's a magician on the telly.
Just give him a slice of white bread and it'll be fine.
Yeah. But did they all know about the magician thing?
No, that's kind of kept it quiet just so they wouldn't put Paul Daniels on when I came round.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want Paul Daniels on. I mean,
David Copperfield.
Yeah.
Weird, man. That's kind of the level I was at.
Oh man, that's I've never. I mean,
it's the props.
I don't know.
It's the look of them. I can smell them. I think I've got some like thing Yeah. You know, you see, like, colour, like, smell.
Yeah, some people
weird
can see colours,
oversensitive
right?
thing
yeah.
going on.
Synesthesia, is it? It's called.
It's when you see colours.
There's definitely something. It's not,
yeah,
it's
synesthesia
not
is when you can see,
yeah.
you can see colours when it's like
but
music.
Like, but, food
but,
version.
Yeah, you've got that, but you can smell, you can like, smell a magician.
You can smell a magician. You see a magician, you can smell all of his kit.
Props. Yeah, his kit.
Oh, man. No, all of it smells like that's disgusting.
That's actually what it smells like inside that, like, box yeah. they get cutting off, man.
Oh, yeah, right, that's sweaty and horrible, isn't
yeah.
you imagine what it smells like in the box when they get cut in half.
I think, rather than me finding this funny, I think I now agree with you, and I'm never going to be able to eat while I'm watching
You'll
The Magicians.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah. Also, there's another episode where we had Dynamo on.
Nice.
So
he's
imagine.
A good lad.
Well, yeah, sure, but like, you know, no. you would have hated that episode.
Yeah.
you would not have liked to listen to that. I don't think he had any kit on him. So
that's
didn't smell the
His
kit.
Kit's not so bad because at least he's got like an anorak on and a pair of trackies. I'm into that. it's the 80s.
The more pomp there is. And yeah.
The white gloves.
And big coiffured hair.
But a funny little magic wand where they flip it and it like bends over and then straightens back up again. Does that really make you,
yeah,
give you the shudders?
That shudders me up.
The cups and the balls?
Yeah, again.
Hate that.
I hate that.
Hate it if they put it
even the sort of lighting as well. It's the lighting that does me in.
Yeah.
It's quite observant as a child to be like, it's the lighting that really screws me up.
I tell you what, I think this one makes me feel sick as well. I was thinking about when they're pulling like stuff out their sleeves,
it's
like funny, all their handkerchiefs out their sleeves.
It's not as mad
like,
as you
one
think,
after the
is
other.
It, when you,
that's
when
pretty
you start
gross.
To get deep into it.
I agree with you.
You'll notice now.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't eat when I saw if I saw him do that. But
so I've got this bread. What should I say?
Oh yeah, yeah. You haven't even said popping up some bread, Jeff. We've just been talking about how you can't eat if a magician's on the telly.
I'll go bread because I got I did an early interview and I remember, you know, I sort of flippantly said like, oh, it wouldn't be sort of sex drugs that kill me. It would be like overeating a bread.
Yeah,
I fucking love bread. And we did a gig in South Korea and there was a girl in the front row and she had a massive sign and it just said, Serge, I've bought you some bread. I thought, wow. I was a bit gutted. I was only joking. Like,
any particular type of bread that you'd like on the Dream Room?
I mean, I'd probably go focaccia because I've weirdly not chosen any. Well, yeah, I'd go focaccia, man. My uncle... owned a bakery in Italy and used to do some serious business.
Oh, I love focaccia.
Yeah, man.
Your uncle owned a bakery, you say?
He owned a bakery in Italy. So half my family's from there.
Amazing.
So that was nice. Summer holiday, just sort of vibing in there.
Great.
Oh, what was that like? Like good. Fresh, like amazing. Access to bakery bread?
Again,
it was
a struggle because I was still going through the, I don't really eat anything.
Right.
So that's what I found that. I remember him making me pesto once and I was like, what is going on? Like, it's green, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah,
but, you know, now it's, you know.
I can imagine pesto is probably quite a scary food for a child.
Well, scary.
So, yeah.
And he used to pinch my face like really, like, you know, that sort of, you know, the sort of stereotypical.
Sure.
Man, that was frightening.
Yeah.
Talked really loud.
And he was a magician as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's fucking was.
His money appear from behind your ears and stuff like that. You'd be sick instantly in
really
his hand.
Pinch.
I had pesto in a wrap yesterday for lunch.
Good.
6 hours later, I burped and it still tasted like pesto.
That's
one of the things about pesto.
It's good, I mean, a good one, generally.
Yeah, it still tastes when it comes back up.
Serious.
Doesn't leave you for a while, that.
Serious, man.
longer than any other food.
Yeah, it's up there, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm burping it and it's still there.
Up there.
There's very little that outlasts it, actually.
God, that's a good question.
Like,
what repeats?
Yeah.
We have to worry that it's a big thing before a gig. Like, you'll really check.
Of course,
check.
Yeah.
Because, like, we'll be like, is it repeating? Sort of a mid-set, just ask Tom.
Yeah.
Is that repeating? He's like, yeah, it's repeating.
You would ask during the off mic
just taking the piss out of each other. You're like, someone would be eating like a sort of Rogan Josh for the gig. Yeah. And you're like, for mate, that's a repeater right
asking
there.
For trouble.
That's a repeater. Stay clean, man, before the gig.
The pepperami. You shouldn't have a pepperami
that's
before a gig.
That's a repeater.
Sure. Yeah.
The spicy one.
Yeah.
I would imagine, this from what you've said so far about various things, that pepperami, you weren't going anywhere near them as a kid, were you?
No.
Surely you hated that
Later now I will.
Right,
On a sort of service station.
Well, the pepperami in terms of food is the closest thing to a magic wand. That's a meaty magic wand, isn't it?
It is, actually. It's exactly like a magic wand.
That sounds pretty wrong. Right? Yeah,
a little meaty magic wand.
I haven't said meaty magic wand since last night.
I didn't like the sheaf.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Well, neither do I now you've called it the sheaf.
Yeah, well, I was struggling to think what else to call it.
I used to love it. I used to chew it.
The Pepper Army condom. No. Are we going to call it that?
Yeah, it's Pepper Army.
It's always the moment you have to sort of slide that thing down. You have to sort of take a deep breath.
I loved it. What? I used to chew it after I'd eaten it.
Whoa! Hey, that's disgusting.
It's the second time I've said it, but you missed it the first time. I thought, I'm getting that in.
I don't understand. What are the packets?
So the inner sheath.
Oh, mate.
So there's the packet. I didn't chew that. And then there's the plastic condom. What? And you chew it. It's like salty chewing gum.
Wow. I can't take this. I actually can't take it. That's revolting.
That's so low. I mean, it doesn't get any lower than that.
No self-respect.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
No, not at all. But if you're eating a Pepper Army, your self-respect's already at rock bottom, isn't it?
No. No, it turns out there is lower you can go. It's chewing the pepperoni Johnny at the end.
Sucking the bag at the end. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Ed, that's
a student. That's not student days, right?
School.
That greasy
little pepperoni condom.
Yummy.
Oh, man.
You're chewing it at the end.
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, no, Ed.
Benito, you're backing me up on this?
He looks like, Benito's a vegetarian as well. Oh, yeah. It's even worse for him to hear about this.
You go spicy, though, right? Only spicy.
I'd go... What?
Is it called fire or something?
Yeah, it's like fire stick.
Fire stick, it.
Yeah. Love a fire stick. The black packet.
Pure repeat.
Yeah.
Did they release a single at one point, the Pepper Army single?
They had that advert, didn't they?
Oi, what's the matter?
Yes.
Two spicy fire?
Was that a single?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Was it just an advert, or did they... I have a memory that they released it as an actual single.
And then the B-side was called Chew the Bag.
My name is Ed Campbell, and I love to chew the bag. Just you singing for the whole thing. You're the only person who ever did that shit.
That's what we all used to do at our school.
Man, did you?
Where did you go? What school is this?
The school in Mad Max.
We used to eat the wax off a baby bell as well, right?
He's winding us up on that one, Serge.
Oh, where are you up?
Serge looked at Ed there like you're about to punch him in the face. Mate, you're like, right, I'm not standing for that one.
Wow.
Right. Well, focaccia.
Now we come to your starter.
Okay, we got there.
Delicious. And is a focaccia from, actually, before we go on to start, is it from your uncle's bakery?
I'd say there, yeah. Yeah. An Abisola. It was a little bakery.
Starter.
Okay, so I've gone spicy buffalo wings.
Mm.
And there's a place in Chicago called the Dublin, and they were the ones because we went, so it would have been like 2004, and we did like a 12-week tour of America.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, I think we had wings pretty early, and then we sort of made the wing council. So like me, my cousin, and Dibs, the bass player.
Yeah.
So we said, right, in every restaurant we go, we have to order wings, and then we need to rate. They have to have a rating.
Yeah. Love it.
So it was a solid test, man. I mean, this place, there's a lot of research gone into this.
Yeah.
And they were just magnificent.
That's great.
So what were you, was there a scoring system? Was there just a, so what
yeah,
were
the sauce ratio
was
number one, because when they were too wet,
Too messy,
too wet, too buttery,
mm-hmm.
And the crispness of the skin has to be nice and crispy. Mm-hmm. If they were usually if too much sauce, you're never going to win. But and then there was one that came second in New York that you got the wing and then the sauce separate, which was a nice little move.
Oh, yeah. That's a good touch.
But I just thought, I don't know, I like the
it's
fact
a bit
that
of a
they
cop out as well. It
is
it?
A bit,
yeah. Sure. Because it's a bit just sitting on the wing rather than properly like in there and like it's part of it. You want it to feel like it's one
phenomenal.
Thing.
I mean, pure heart attack material.
Oh yeah,
because sure. They
does
were
does
like,
it come with the blue cheese sauce as well?
Yeah, but don't go anywhere near that.
What?
No, man. Do you like the blue sauce?
I love the blue sauce. Mate. I chew Pepper Army packets.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at this level now. Oh, man. There's something wrong about that.
I definitely think buffalo chicken is like... Well, the first time I had buffalo chicken is a revelation.
Yeah.
Like,
it is,
isn't it? There's nothing prepares you for that sauce.
True, man.
You haven't had anything that... Like, it's like...
I'm with you.
Hot, vinegary.
Yeah.
Kind of
and buttery, like you say. It's got everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think I would dip... I wouldn't have every bite with the sauce, but I'd want to dip in there at one point to see how good their sauce is. The blue cheese sauce.
That always frightens me, that.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cream, like... blue cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect because it's the vinegar of the wing cuts through the fat.
I mean, I'm not, yeah.
Are you not a blue cheese guy?
No, I'm funny with that kind of creamy cheese sauce. Always worries me a little bit.
A lot of people are.
Cauliflower cheese and that. I go there now and again, but I'm always a bit wary.
Sure, it's a bit, looks a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Also, you're rating the wings, and I agree with you that the sauce impedes on the wings a little bit, and you're not getting a solid experiment there if you're putting the sauce on it.
Yeah, I mean, and then every year since, we've never got near that one place.
Dublin in Chicago. Yeah, man. And you all agreed that they were the best.
It's unanimous.
That's great.
And it was unanimous. We'd go there, and we'd had a couple of days there, so we went twice. Four times, I think, for the wings.
Great.
Beautiful. Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
I think that's the same. On a long tour, I think having something that is like, you know, a food thing or a drink, that they're like, we're going to find the best one.
Yeah.
Well, I supported Milton Jones in 2011. We toured for the whole year. We were trying to find the best custard slice in Britain. And like, so we just both got around trying to find the best custard slice.
Probably a very similar sort of vibe on your tour as to the
really similar
Kasabian
to a Kasabian tour. Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Milton Jones absolutely tearing it up. Yeah, I can't tell you a lot of the story. This is one of the only stories that's okay for broadcast, but there's a lot of stories that say that for after hours stories, I could tell you.
When everyone's fallen asleep already.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the tragedy about the best custard slice. So we found it in it was a service station. And for our memory is it's the second services we came to in Wales, went into Wales. Second one stopped at that. They just had their own little, like, you know, canteen. It was like big amount of custard in there, real hefty custard, crisp pastry and lovely vanilla icing on the top. It was just a perfect slice. And we've not been able to find the services since.
Oh, man.
It's like it vanished. It's like it was a ghost service that was like from the past.
Are you going to go there and they're like, it burned down 50 years ago?
Like, Wales is all I know.
Oh, okay.
So you go into Wales from England and it's the second services you get
what
to.
What bit are you going into?
We didn't do the toll bridge. So it was like whatever bit.
So it was North Wales?
Yeah, whatever bit is not toll bridge. And we went in. Second services were stopped there. Best custard slices ever. Both of us separately have tried to find them again since. And every time we see each other, we're like, it's not there anymore.
So what gig were you going to? Do you remember what city you were
Real
going to?
Real or something? I don't know. We had a bunch of Welsh gigs on that day. I mean, this is like
so it was probably
a long
North
time
Wales,
ago.
Yeah.
But like, it was a momentous day. So we're like, this is the best one.
Yeah.
And at the end of the tour, we like agreed that was the best one we had. Like
never gonna find it again,
and then it's like as we were driving away, it vaporized behind us and just vanished. And I don't want to say a magician did that, first, but like you know, it was like everyone there was like had been dead for 50 years. And then we went in and had these custard slices and never had any more. So you know, if there's any Welsh listeners who know that services, and know
is
what
the
I'm
Dublin still there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I had a mate. This isn't me. We usually say I had a mate, but. He had his ex girlfriend used to like rubbing. This is no shit. Rubbing custard slices on her like body. No shit. No, this weird. You know, you keep saying the word custard slice. I just keep.
That's
thinking
all you
of
keep
story.
Thinking about your mate's ex.
I'm really trying to listen, but I've just got this fucking thing. I wish I could tell you it was. It'd be even funny, but I can't do it.
Yeah, if you've got a number, I'll give it to Milton Jones.
Yeah,
he'd absolutely love this lady.
She probably knows exactly really where to get the best custard slices.
Oh yeah, she knows.
Although she's got very different requirements.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that's
she'd
a thing.
She'd rub them on her body.
Yeah.
And we're here to eat them off of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that specific thing, though. Cause I was,
it'd be a shame if she didn't like anyone to eat them.
It's like, didn't you like try any others? No. It had to be that. It's like, wow.
Well, was it...
Like Nutella,
would they take
right?
I can imagine them, like, taking the lid off, the top lid.
Exactly.
So you've got the bottom
sort
still,
got
and then
like
because then that's quite a good thing for rubbing on you, because you've got two quite sturdy grips there that you've got. You've got some sturdy bases there, but also it's all quite, you know, easy to rub around.
Yeah.
It's not too syrupy.
you know, to listen to this not gonna podcast.
But if she'd obviously experimented within her life to find out probably that the custard slice was the best one. Thing. You know, she'd probably been through some horrible experiences with jam tarts before she landed on custard slices.
Häagen-Dazs or something. Yeah. You know? What about like a bit of Nutella? Or,
yeah. Do you think that happened organically? They're just like her and a fella once with like she had a custard slice and they started kissing and then escalated and then like this is going on my body.
I don't know about that, do you? I don't think I could eat food off someone, man.
No,
I'm not
sure
about
that.
You can't,
mean,
you can't eat food when there's a magician on the telly, sir.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've got no... Yeah. I've got, things...
I would be surprised if you've got to that point.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't eat food as a child if you didn't like the look of the mum.
If you didn't like the look of the mum, you couldn't eat the food, so let alone off someone's actual body.
Yeah, not for me.
I think those wings are a solid start. That's what we like here. You've done your research. You know the exact place where you want them from.
I like that as well. Like properly someone committing to a certain food and finding the best one. But respect for that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your main course?
Main, right. Hard, because obviously I'm Italian roots, so I sort of grew up eating Italian food. I now sort of love curry so much. Mm. But the one place, there's a place called La Taqueria in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it says, there's this thing called carne asada tacos, which is like a sort of shredded beef taco.
Mm.
And it's, I mean, it... I can't even now. Yeah. Like I would probably go, land, eat and come home. That's the sort of dedication.
Amazing. Wow.
And the hot sauce, they do this sort of green sort of hot sauce. No idea. I mean, I sort of thought about just putting it in the suitcase. But I always get really quite collared quite heavily when I go to America because I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I don't think taking that would, they probably wouldn't let me. Yeah. You know what I mean? But sure. that place. I mean, I sort of, we did like about 8 weeks recording the third record there. And I think I more or less probably went 5 times a week. Because I quite like, once I get a routine, like decisions do in my head, in, like I feel like all I'm doing all day in the studio is making like decisions.
Yeah.
Like, so the food decision is like, I
you
like
want that. Taken out your hands.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, that
makes
total
I like that
sense.
Food a lot. Yeah. So I'm just going to go there and eat that because that decision's been made because I'm trying to figure out what this snare should sound like and my brain's going crazy. And like, that's where I go. And the guy's working with killed him because he's like, you can't seriously be going back there. I was like, that's where I'm going. Like, I'll go on my own. I don't care.
And all doing the same thing every time
thing,
as well.
Yeah,
those beef tacos.
Yeah. I mean, I do the chicken now and again, but it was always like, fucking not as good, man.
So what was in? So you got shredded beef in there.
Yeah,
and you got that green hot sauce.
Yeah. Salsa. But it was like, the queue around the block for it, it's like a famous kind of.
Yeah.
And it, just insanely good. And it's like, you can't believe. Like it's not, I don't even understand what it is. Like, it could be long pig for all I know, but it was good.
I don't know why. I think I said it on the podcast before, but queuing up for food in America, I love it.
Oh, I'll do it in America.
Yeah, anywhere else, it makes me, when you said then they were queuing around the block, I genuinely felt happy.
Yeah.
Like, I felt really happy.
I won't do it in London, because if I do it in London, I look around at all the other English people doing it. I'm like, you people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're all little sheep. But we went on holiday to New York, and we went to a steak restaurant called St. Anselm in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And we arrived, and we know it's busy, and they were like, oh, it's going to be 2 hours for a table. And in England, I would have burnt the restaurant to the ground.
Yeah, totally.
They were like, okay, there's a little bar next door, you can go and sit and have a couple of drinks, and we'll be with you in 2 hours.
That's
and I was
nice.
Like, absolutely fine with it.
Yeah.
Big regrets for me, though, at that bar.
Why?
Because they sold mulled cider. And I wanted it, but for some reason denied it to myself.
Strap in, Benito. This is going to be one of the stories you want to chop out.
It's a great story. What,
James has got a real skill of telling a very boring story like it's the most important thing in the world.
It is. These things matter to people.
This was a big thing to happen on the holiday.
This
was
a big thing during the holiday. Because I wanted the mulled cider, but I denied it to myself for no good reason.
Right.
And then later on, I was like, oh, I really wish I'd had that mulled cider. And so I was like, well, it's okay. It's really cold in New York at the minute. It was snowing. I was like, somewhere else will do mulled cider. Every bar we went in, I was asking after it wasn't there. I was really sad about that. Then one day, we went into a clothing store, and one of the people who worked at the clothing store came up to me and went, would you like a free mulled cider?
Wow.
It was like I was dreaming.
Yeah.
And also, one of the reasons I didn't want the mulled cider was because I felt I'd been boozing too much. It was New Year's and stuff.
Okay.
And I wanted to, like, you know, I had the post-New Year's guilt of, like, I need to stop drinking. I'm drinking all the time. And then she was like, it's non-alcoholic mulled cider. So it was like, just all my dreams come true in a clothing store. And then I didn't even buy any clothes.
No. Did you set that up? Yeah, I think you might have had a word.
Yeah, it feels like that's a sort of
shut up about
the
yeah, it worked. I was delighted about it.
Yeah, get someone go and get my mulled.
Why did you? Oh, you denied it because you were going through that. I've got to stop drinking.
Yeah, drinking
but
too much.
I seem to remember we drank quite a lot that night. Anyway,
we did.
It was New Year's Day. That's why.
John Robbins was the most drunk that night.
Yeah, it was. We all took turns.
We all took turns being the most. There's four of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And each night, someone was the most drunk. And on that night. John had gone to the toilet, and our friend Lloyd was going, oh, none of us have really got a drink. And we went, are you joking? Like, John's absolutely hammered. And he was like, I don't think he is. And then John just burst out of the toilet, like, probably like the door kind of like rebounded off the wall. Yeah. He was there across the room, like, gentlemen! It's like, yeah, there you go, Lloyd.
Do you have your own room, or do you stay like in the same room together?
No, we were just
Airbnb.
In an Airbnb.
Different rooms.
Yeah.
Nice little flat.
We're doing all right. We've got our own separate rooms these days.
Pretty cool guys. Well, these tacos. I'm a big taco fan.
Oh.
And any taco that someone's willing to get a plane, land, eat them and come back.
Just, if you ever get there, if you spend some time there, the Golden Gate, you've seen it before, man. We've all seen that. We've seen Alcatraz.
Sure.
Get to this place, man. It's so good.
I'm definitely
on the mission.
I'm definitely going there.
I think it's got better, but it's quite a sort of. It's quite a tasty area.
Is that where Amoeba Records is? Is it down that way?
Do you know what? No. That's more near the Haight, Ashbury.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
I saw
the cool hippie part.
I saw a massive fight there, because that's like supposed to be a tasty area as well.
Yes, it can be.
And literally a man like punching another man in the face, screaming at him in the middle of the day, and then he chased him into a shop and stuff. It's really
exciting. One of those headshots.
Yeah.
They're just full of headshots. It's mad now, because the sort of money, the Silicon Valley money, it's kind of changed.
Yeah, there's so much tech stuff going on.
Yeah, there's so much dough around.
But we were thinking about going with the podcast to America.
Mm.
We weren't thinking San Francisco, but I think now we're going to have to.
We've got
to
factor that in. That is great.
Mrs. Doubtfire's house. That's the worst.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a worth.
I went to see Mrs. Doubtfire's house. Yeah, when I went to San Francisco. Yeah,
I didn't go. I feel so annoyed now.
It's a really weird situation when you go there, because obviously now as well it's a bit of a shrine to Robin Williams. So there's there's like a tree that has just like people have like laid DVDs and stuff there of like Jack and whatever, like not his best work, but like, you know, he's just like around the tree and people writing like, thank you for the laughs, Robin, and stuff like that.
Man.
And
it's just a bit weird. As a genie, you had to go and visit.
As a genie, I had to pay my respects to the original and the best.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Robin film? I'm calling Robin as if I know.
Yeah. Well, because I've called him Robin.
We know who we're talking about.
So the first one, so obviously when I'm a kid, like I think Hook and Aladdin came out at around the same time. And I think Hook is still like, I think it's such a good idea for a film, and they absolutely nail it, and he's great in it. And I still think, when we talk about food, the imaginary food banquet that they have in Hook.
Special.
When they all sit down and it's all the imaginary food. And even when you can't see the food, it looks delicious. Those kids are amazing actors.
Yeah, it's a good film.
They're scooping the bowls with their hands. And
you
like,
got a lot of hate, that film.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It was Steven Spielberg, so he didn't like it.
Yeah.
So he trashed it before it even had a chance.
I love Hook.
Dustin Hoffman.
I love Aladdin.
Try and get the kids to watch it. I mean, they're kind of in, but it's one of them ones where, let's do Hook because I can bear that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you seen World's Greatest Dad?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely love it. Yeah, it's a Robin Williams film.
Well, maybe I'll go
Bobcat Goldthwait directed it.
Bobcat's the boy.
Yeah.
he's a phenomenal fella.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Well, I watched it once years ago. So over 10 years ago. So maybe I'd like it.
I've not seen that one.
It's pretty dark.
I like
it. Yeah, he's very dark, man, Bobcat.
It's a pretty dark film. Also, I quite like Jack, because I went to see that after term had finished when I was at school. So we were really excited to go and see a film, and we got like a half day on the last Friday. But I also had food poisoning, and I remember watching Jack as the food poisoning lifted. So it's like, you know, when you feel like you're never gonna feel all right again,
and then
it suddenly lifts. I got that as I was watching Jack.
So now
I've got this physical memory connected with it.
You know what? I think Goodwill Hunting, you know, right?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm just, I don't know, because you know him sort of Good Morning Vietnam and you've got, but there's something in that. Scene gets, you know, like,
it's not your fault.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is, I defy anyone that's not going
to
roar.
To be fair, the Academy would agree with you.
You know what I mean? If you can watch that and not roar your eyes out, man, that's a special moment, that, isn't it?
Good. He tells a funny story about his wife farting as well, which was improvised.
Is that right?
Was it?
Yeah, Damon laughing at it is genuinely laughing at it.
It's good.
In Jack, they all fart in a box and set fire to it. So
The original. Great.
Different strokes, different folks.
My friend Dan, when he was little, him and his brother just got loads of ice cream. And put it on their, so when their parents were out, they bought loads of ice cream, just opened all the ice cream tubs, put it on the kitchen table, looked at each other and shouted bangaraga, then ate it all. And then was sick. but they watched Hook and wanted to do a bangaranga.
Yeah.
So, but they just shouted bangaranga at each other and then ate all this food and were really badly sick.
Love
legends. Good on them.
Great choice for Maine, I think.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic choice. It's also quite, so far, like, delicious, but not massive portions, but you've got a lot of room here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your side dish could always be a...
Yeah.
Also, it's good. It's all good, like, bar drinking food. So I think.
That's important.
Yeah.
Is that important for you? Yeah.
It depends if we're on a night out. It depends if we're going anywhere after we leave the restaurant. Once I've eaten, I'm done, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just going to have a nice little pick at a few bits.
Yeah. Side dish.
See, for some reason I feel like it has to like work. I mean, I could choose anything, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anything you want.
I just go nachos. Like I just would go with salsa, cheese, jalapenos, hot as hell. Just you know.
It makes sense. So whatever you've chosen, you know, so far, it doesn't surprise me that you would be a nachos guy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there's the lamb dosa, there was a takeaway in Leicester. It's such a strange little place, and they did these things, lamb dosas, right? It's sort of like lamb wrapped in a naan.
Yeah,
it was kind of who, if you knew about it, it was like in a lockup behind the railway station. So there's no restaurant. It was like a
great
what they called like a. It was next to a garage.
Yeah, so like a weird, shack sort of.
Yeah, it's the weirdest little joint, and I used to go like probably, four or five times a month, maybe more. I reckon I probably did about $4,000 one year from that courier.
Really?
At Christmas, they like all come and like to give me like wine and champagne. Yes, come on, we'll do more. Yeah, I'll spend more next year. And it closed down and they didn't tell anyone.
It was the worst.
And it was just, you ring it, it's like, it's just ringing out. It'd be fine, we'll go somewhere else. And it was terrible. Uh-huh. And to 2 years, right? And I'm not going to lie to you, every now and again, I'll ring just to see. Not even
just
joking.
To see if they pick up.
To see if it's like.
Even if it's an answer phone, just so you can hear their voice.
The website's still there. They didn't close anything down. They're not saying anything.
Oh,
so maybe they've just gone to like research new recipes like around the world and they're going to come back with all this new shit.
That's what they haven't. Doing. Serge, they haven't.
They haven't gone to research closed, new man. Recipes out around the world, Serge.
You're imagining them having their holidays.
We've bought the greatest spices from all over the world to
just for you, Serge.
Honestly, I'll sit there and just go, I'll try it. And they're like, just let go. I can't, man. And Jao Frazee from there was, oh.
Serge, if we'd really closed down, do you not think we would have closed the website? Come on.
It's still
of
there.
Of course. I'll show you the around website. The world.
It doesn't say, like, sorry to the customers. I thought I'd get a text, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Because like, I get my number. Like, this is how, you know, I'd just text. That's how close we were.
You just text them, I'm going to come out and get some food.
Yeah.
So they didn't even text you going, by the way, we no longer exist.
No, exactly. Sorry, it's done, you know.
Do you even know what happened to them at all?
No. It vanished. Like, the shutters came down and it gone. And
what was it called?
It was called, I've got no idea. No, it was called, shit, man, mine's gone blank. This is crazy.
You got them saved in your phone, I imagine.
I have. But the guy was called Rippon and it was called, fuck. Let me come back to that. How crazy that.
You didn't need to know because he had his personal number.
Yeah, that's how close you were.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm going to get some lamb doses from Rippon.
This has killed me. I'll get my phone in a second. I can't.
Do you know what? Look,
do you know what? This
there
is
was
that
a whole episode
you know
once where I tried to remember what I dipped some poppadoms into.
It took a whole episode, I dipped into
some sour cream. And like, you know, people. Our listeners like this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Find
don't feel bad if you can't remember yet.
Is that not. Do you think that's abuse?
So you think that you got abused by the lamb dosa guy?
No, like alcohol or...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, no, I think you're
I thought you meant you'd bury
no,
it.
No, not him abusing me, no.
Okay.
Like, I just think, like...
I think you're so
how
close
I can't
to it.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Something that's so special, that's frightening a little
no,
bit.
No, because would you use the name or would you say you just go
sometimes
to...
Sometimes I get stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, would you even use the name or would you be like, I'm just going to go to Rippon's or I'm just going to go
yeah,
to
I would say, I'll text Rippon.
Yeah, you text Rippon.
It's ripping about it and get some doses.
Are you choosing the lamb doses as your side?
No,
or are you
I'm
choosing
go because I feel like that's too stodgy, and I feel to accompany the taco, I just the nachos from the taqueria because it's the same joint.
All right, you know. So I mean, rarely have we had two.
Yeah. Oh, great!
The same
yeah,
joint.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah. I do a pretty mean go of it myself, to be honest.
And you say hot as hell.
Yeah, I found this sauce. My drawers at home are full. Of sauce, I mean, and I found this sauce from South Devon. It's like a hot chili sauce. It's got like a skull and crossbones on the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quite cartoonish though.
Yeah,
it's not
like
a Dave stuff that's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that on the side, but you've got to be very careful. I mean, I'd even pipette that on. That's how hot.
I'm scared to ask this, but can you remember what the sauce is called?
It's called South Devon chili sauce.
South Devon chili sauce.
I think I've had South Devon
it's good,
chili
man.
Sauce. It's really good.
Hot.
Weirdly, in later life, I now hiccup if anything's too hot. So we get sent quite a lot of sauce from the Rib Man, who runs an amazing food stall on Brick Lane.
Nice.
And he does his own sauce. He does Holy Fuck, which is an excellent sauce, the Holy Fuck with bacon. But also he does one called Judas's Scary Hot, which he sent me a bottle of, and I've had it twice, and it gives me hiccups immediately.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Some of it, I mean, I especially when we play in Japan and stuff, I would take a Nando sauce in my pocket when I'm out. Always. That's always that can save any dish.
And what what heat are you going at Nando's?
I mean, I don't think the extra hot's that much hotter than the hot.
That's right, correct.
So it does my
big news for me.
Yeah.
I'm up to extra hot on chicken now.
Well, I always get the I get hot on the chicken, but then I'll get a bottle of extra hot.
Yeah, I do extra hot on the chicken. Do it, man.
Because it's delicious. It's actually quite fruity, it's that sauce.
It's not that crazy. But that'll always come in the pocket, so we'll I'll always have hot sauce.
Yeah.
My wife, beautiful wife, she carries. I make sure there's always sauce in the handbag before we go anywhere.
Have I talked about when I went to New Zealand Nando's yet?
No, I don't think you have.
Have you been to Nando's in New Zealand or Australia?
Yes.
Absolutely abysmal.
It is. No, I'm with you. The wings are well weird, aren't they? They're like actual wings.
Well, let me give you a little list of things.
No, like... You're...
They've got all the feathers on.
It's weird. It's fucking well weird.
Here's a laundry list of complaints for you. Number one, let us go from when I walk in to the rest of it. Number one, I had to seat myself. Walk in, no one comes up and seats.
Sorry, gourmet Raj. Got it. Sorry.
Love it.
That's all it took.
God.
Thank you. I'm very relieved.
Thank you.
That was really hanging over us there.
Oh, God.
Right, I walk in, I've got to seat myself. No one asks me if I've been to Nando's before. No, that didn't even come up.
Yeah.
No one asked me if I've been there before, right? I got to sit down myself, sitting there, get my own menu. My usual order isn't on there, so that's annoying.
Yeah.
So I can't get the...
We can't go down this alleyway again, but you've got a weird order.
I can't... normally, I get double chicken fillet wrap hot with cheese and pineapple in it.
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do normally.
Serge is making the face of the nation, right?
Although, some progression, actually. I've also recently started getting the thighs.
Thighs are good.
Hot in with the spicy rice. I just put it all in a box together. But my regular order isn't on there. That's annoying, right? I order a side of coleslaw. When that comes, it's not like creamy coleslaw like we got over here.
Yeah.
It's like just like dry, like sweaty, just horrible, gross coleslaw. Not Nando's coleslaw.
Yeah.
The hot sauces are labelled differently. The extra hot sauce just says bloody hot sauce because it's fucking... Because it's in New Zealand, so they'd say really bloody hot. Oh, it's bloody hot. Well, I don't care. The fable, or the legend of the Barcelos cockerel or whatever. You know that legend? It always on the wall. It's like the legend of the cockerel is written on the wall.
Yeah, I've never Nando's. Read it, but I know what you mean.
And each Nando's, they make a nice effort to make it look like, you know, they do it in a mosaic or they do it in a nice thing. This one, they're just written it on the wall. There's a big fuck-off pipe running through it in the middle. It's really disrespectful. Just like, what's the point? They just stenciled it onto a wall with a pipe going through the middle of it. Also, this is my biggest complaint. No refillable soft drinks. Give me a bottle and that's it. I can't go and do refills.
Yeah, that's not on.
Really annoying. The worst part of the whole thing... Oh, no Nando's music.
Ah.
No, they're playing Michael Jackson, Greatest Hits, number ones. They're playing that. That is not Nando's music. To play that album, number ones. And then the worst bit was that the courtesy cockerel... The thing that they meant to come and take, is everything okay with your meal? And then take the cockerel away.
Yeah.
That guy was with me for the whole meal. No one came and took the cockerel away. The whole time the cockerel was there staring at me while I was eating my dinner.
Is it called the courtesy cockerel or is that something you've invented?
I think it's called the courtesy cockerel, isn't it?
Hang on. You can't think it's called the courtesy. You can't assume. Courtesy cockerel is not something you assume.
Yeah, I might have invented that.
Yeah.
But I think that makes sense that it's called the courtesy cockerel.
It does, totally, yeah. I'm fully on board with the courtesy cockerel.
So, yeah. Copyright.
TM. Yeah. So, but like, that was... I mean, and there'll be other stuff that I remember.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of there was a lot of stuff that really ticked me off in that trip.
Same like Australia. I had one in Sydney or Melbourne or whatever.
Yeah.
We were sort of... They were early to the game, I think.
Sure.
Like Australia
and
New Zealand with getting Nando's. It's not everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a South African company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I've had it in
Southern
Hemisphere.
Had it in Cape Town. It was good there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's serious. But yeah, no, the Australians are the same. I remember the wings actually felt like they had the wings still on, like the feathers, like they'd fried the feathers. Like
I wouldn't put it past
odd,
them.
Odd sort of shape.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm not sure that's... We can say that they definitely had the feathers on them, Serge.
No. Well, they just looked... They didn't look like wings to me.
Did it remind you of a magician's dove?
They were more...
I'm going to guess now that your drink, because you're doing stuff that goes together. I feel like there's a beer or a lager on the horizon here to go with all this stuff.
A cold, lager.
Nice crisp.
With that, as you say, a nice crisp beer or a margarita, beautiful. But there's an incredible curry house in Hampstead called Paradise, and there's a guy that runs the joint called Wassell, who's, you wouldn't find a more beautiful host.
Yeah.
Kind of guy that you'll just say, he'll just pull one out the back. If it's full, he'll just go, you can sit here, just sit in the middle, it's fine, you get on with it.
Yeah.
Do you text him?
Yeah.
Do you?
Because the food's good, man.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, here's a question for you.
At what point, after you've been, because I think this is a running thing for you that you do quite a bit, at what point do you go, can I just have your number, mate?
Well, he gave me his card.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I wouldn't ask ever.
So you don't ever go,
God, no.
No,
I'm bad. No, you've been stung before as well.
Yeah,
and I'm the worst. I will not, that is the sacred, it's giving out my number. It's like, no, that's the testament to how good this food is, because I'm like, do I want to just start this?
Yeah, sure.
But it's all good. And I also got a burner phone that I can text from there. So at the end of the meal, right, it goes, do you want the nut trilogy?
The nut trilogy?
The nut trilogy, right? And it's like, okay, man, yeah, sounds. First time I went, and he brings out three shots of nut liqueur on the house.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty incredible.
Right.
And I don't know what any of them are. There's definitely one there's pistachio-looking thing.
Yeah.
And then there's definitely amaretto. I'm sure that's one of them.
Yeah.
And then there's another thing.
You like a haze on that thing, maybe. Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. And then before you know it, you're sort of like, right, where are we going now? You know what I mean? It's like, we're out.
Do they put the cream on it? You know, sometimes you get in the curry house, you get the cream on top of the...
Like a couple of after eight mints and then a nut trilogy. On the house, mate. Nothing. Nish.
The nut trilogy.
So good.
It does sound good, the nut trilogy.
It's a good place as well, man, if you were...
Is this like on the menu? Or
This is like Wassell sort you out. Yeah.
Do you text ahead for the nut trilogy?
No, it just comes, mate, at the end. Well, I do kind of now, we just go, just make sure you do the nut trilogy at the end.
Yeah.
And do you have to do it in a certain order? Like,
no, you just go. Again, it's a talk, like, we can go, the green one's a bit, you know.
So it's not a traditional trilogy.
I don't think
so. You don't have to do it in order.
I just love how it's called the nut trilogy, though, you know what I mean?
What's your favourite film trilogy?
Huge question. I've probably gone Toy Story before the fourth one.
Sure.
Because I do like the third Toy Story.
I've not seen the fourth one.
The Toy Story trilogy.
You can have the Toy Story trilogy.
Flawless.
What shot from the Nut trilogy would you pair with which Toy Story film?
Hold on a minute. I've gone big.
Right, yeah. That's where I was going with it. That's 100% what I was driving towards.
Let me just... I've gone quick on that because it's like in my mind because I've just seen... There's, you know...
Back to the Future?
Not sure... The Cornetto trilogy is quite good.
Yeah.
God, this is a tough
segue
one.
Quite nicely into desserts.
I'm going to go there.
Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, man, because it's a food program.
Yeah.
So we've got Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End.
Yeah.
And then
in that order
shots.
As well.
Are you having pistachio shot with Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, like the zombie slime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Like
nice.
Like it.
The amaretto.
Amaretto. It's probably Hot Fuzz, right? Hot Fuzz. Sort of hometown. I think it's Edgar Wright's hometown.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the one you all recognise.
Yeah.
And World's End's the one we don't know.
Yeah.
I've got no idea what it is. And that's
sort of... And because they don't know what's going on.
They don't know about the aliens and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a bit where he falls down on the car and then he goes, I'm fine, that's a good little bit, man. What's he say? He goes, I'm fine. Kills me. Yeah. And the bit where he goes... He goes, code, and he bangs his table, and he goes, got any drugs? That's a good bit, that, man. Yeah. Shaun of the Dead is up there, isn't it? It's probably one of
my favourite films.
Shaun of the Dead
probably
is
one of the best
pretty perfect.
British films.
It's my favourite cinema experience I've ever had, because normally I hate a full cinema, and it was so full.
They were
watching it like a comedy show. Like, it was the roof was coming off. Shaun of the Dead's amazing.
They're special. Like, it's a phenomenal team, that. Like, Peg and
that right. I think one of my favourite visual Nick gags in cinema is in Hot Fuzz when Paddy Considine does the thing of like he goes off shot and then he comes back in.
Yeah,
again.
Man.
And they do the with the noise. Also, I like his line. He goes, "Don't go being a twat now."
Yeah. Paddy, anyway, Paddy.
So we can quote that all day.
Paddy. Worth talking about Paddy. How good he is, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
I would like. There's one person I would like to sort of. I would love to meet that dude one day.
So, from the Cornetto trilogy,
yeah, man,
to your desserts.
There we go. Now, I was there's obviously numerous amazing gelato I've had in Italy, and I did I toyed with like a bag of minstrels and a cup of tea. You know what I mean?
Wow,
just to be truly honest.
Yeah, I'd let you have that combo as well.
Because it's just leave the restaurant and go, no, I've got a thing about hot desserts. We'll get to that. But I think I would go ice cream van, Mr. Whipper, one flake, strawberry sauce, done.
Oh,
nice.
Ice cream van Whipper.
So you're going completely traditional. Now, is this because it reminds you of your childhood?
I think, I don't know, whatever they put in that stuff, man, that's it's a winner.
In the Whippy?
Yeah. And it's the texture, the cheap cone, the sauce,
The sauce is, I think if you get sauce from an ice cream van, it has to be strawberry sauce.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All day.
Yeah, I think it's that.
It looks like jerk shot blood.
It does. Jerk shot blood. Yeah. I don't trust the two cone, though. You know when they split them? I've never trusted them ones.
Oh, no?
No.
Because you think a magician's done it?
Just something that's,
a magician's been in the van. Yeah. Fantastic.
Don't trust the double cone. It splits off at the end.
Yeah.
No, not for me. Too much ice cream. Just, you know, a nice whip, little flake. Oh, yeah, done.
The double cone is that thing where, like, I like how much more ice cream you get. Of course I do. But I don't then like eating the cone as much.
No.
I don't enjoy that experience of it.
No.
Well, where does the ice cream go? When there's a double cone, does it go into the main body of the one cone or does it just sit in the two cups?
It sits in the two cups.
Yeah, so you need the ice cream to penetrate the main cone.
You have to push that. You have to, like, you know, strategically push the ice cream down so you get the ice cream right at the end. I hate when you get like the cone.
Oh, just the wafer cone.
Yeah, you don't mind that. No.
That
is
hell. Yeah, that's not nice. It's just
hell.
The wafer cone
that
is
hell.
Ever, need the ice cream.
Bite the bottom off the cone. Some of the ice cream at the bottom.
No, that's sick. sick.
Don't approve of the kids who do that.
Mate, no. Because you can kind of see the ice cream going down.
Yeah.
Just eat it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it puts you on a time limit if you bite the bottom off straight away.
Quite quick as well. I've sort of, you know, I get through it quick. No messing. Yeah. I don't like a drip. Yeah, just get it down as quick as possible. Yeah, man. Done.
Done.
Like, and a flake, right?
Two, maybe.
I used to, like, in terms of, like, just chocolate bars in general, aside from ice cream, I just really did not rate a flake at all.
Nah,
didn't get why anyone would go near them.
Bullshit.
When I worked in a kitchen, though, and we would put flakes in sundaes, you just help yourself to a flake.
Mm.
I got into it big time, actually.
In the fridge, though?
No. So that's why I think I liked them, because once they're a bit more, like, room temperature, a bit softer, it's real. It comes together quite nicely if you just lob one in one go.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting there and having a little nibble and like treating it like an actual chocolate bar and giving it that respect. But like straight in the mouth straight away and just having it all kind of like melt in your mouth is good.
I remember someone at school, they used to eat like Mars bars and Snickers with like a knife. Did that piss you off, man? Have you ever seen that?
I quite like the idea of it from a fridge with a
little knife.
Yeah.
I like it out the fridge.
Chocolate belongs in the fridge. It's controversial, but...
It is controversial because it often put like a weird, like white.
It's got to be cold.
Yeah.
I know. That's the
dairy milk from a fridge. There's nothing better than dairy milk from a fridge.
Hot desserts can fucking do one.
Now, what's this?
No. Not having it at all.
I know.
100%.
Also, for the listener, when Serge said fucking do one, he flipped the bird with both hands.
Yeah.
he gave the double rod at the end of that.
Yeah, there was a finger for the chocolate fondant and a finger for a sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah,
man. It's got to be cold. Don't
Why?
No, you just can't deal with
roly-poly
it.
Roly-poly with custard, no?
It's hot. Like, I've just had my main course, man. I don't want it even hot now. Nice cooling sensation.
You want a cool
sweet,
down.
Yeah. Cool, hot apple pie. No chance.
Crumble? Not even a crumble?
No, man. Not for me. I mean,
realise I'm just listing hot desserts, and you've been very clear about
I'm just I mean,
but you have no wriggle room at all.
There's no wriggle. There's nothing. Even like a hot. Oh, try this hot brownie. Is it hot? No.
Well, what if, like, but if you say it's at the end of a meal, you want to cool down, but, like, what if you're not at a meal and someone's just like, oh, look over there, they do the best, oh, these
hot
fudge brownies, they're melted, oh, it's so delicious, with ice cream on it.
Nah.
He's been very clear, James.
Well, I'm just trying to see if
it doesn't offend me if you want to do it yourself, but I can't go.
No. But, like, you just would never... Has that been your whole life?
I think so, yeah. That's an early one. Things I've not been able to let go of. Maybe
it's because of dinner ladies. Like the puff of smoke.
Might be the dinner ladies, man. That could be the dinner ladies' fault.
Oh, yeah.
The apple pie, hot custard.
I love it. I love dinner. I love school dinner desserts.
Yeah. That kind of...
it's not the war, man.
Yeah, I feel
like
the war. Yeah,
I know what you mean. Exactly.
Gone past that.
Yeah,
we're
totally.
Yeah, like
rations and shit.
Yeah, like little ration custard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we've moved on. I mind you, I picked a whippy, so it's not like
the
most sophisticated.
Yeah, that was around in the war. people like Mr. Whippy.
We've moved on. We're more sophisticated now. One Mr. Whippy, please.
I mean, I have eaten some beautiful restaurants and lucky to, because I don't, you know, but I would. I would just go back to the ice cream van.
Mm. When I used to serve ice creams, it was a brief period of time where Walls had come out with these things where, it might have been Cornetto, come out with basically a soft, so you could do a soft thing for someone.
Yeah, they were weird, those things.
They were these little, do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember.
We talked about this before. We must have just talked about
it.
It's probably like me working in an ice cream.
I'm sure we definitely did it.
I'd serve people, but there'd be these like pods.
Stupid.
You'd load them into the machine, and then you had to pull the thing down pretty hard, and then it'd all like. So you basically like make them a fresh cornetto.
Great.
Almost.
I love it.
Like a Mr. Whippy cornetto.
Yeah.
The amount of those I ate, I mean, no prizes for guessing what I spent most of my day doing. Just like.
Did you ever do that? Well, I've always wanted to do that when you just.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is good.
I'll probably never get to do this.
That's like a good.
So, I'll get under it.
Under the tap, either
Sand or Chet, depending on who was working, would load one up and then just slowly, yeah!
I used to. You worked in a pub, you used to do that with beer, right?
No, good.
No, I was never on the bar.
Shit, I'd love to do that.
I was in the kitchen.
I've never lived.
You just did that under the pub?
Guinness as
did
well.
You sort of arch.
You've got to just really sort of get under there. You'd have to take the tray.
What about the CCTV? You never get caught.
Oh yeah, I mean, I only worked there for a month. I didn't get fired, but I think if they'd gone through the CCTV, they would have seen a lot.
Yeah, we used to have, like, what the fuck is he doing?
We used to have lock-ins and stuff, but the landlord would be there, but he'd be like, "All right, you can go and have another pint, but you know, I'm keeping a running tally of it. I'll get you another pint." But then I used to go in and go, "Okay, I'll get myself another pint." Quickly pour a pint, down it, and then pour another pint and go back out with the pint.
Yeah, mate.
Very clever. Yeah. I feel really lucky to have worked in ice cream when those things were out.
Yeah,
because it was a small window. They weren't around for very long.
Yeah.
And lucky old me, I got to work.
You know why they weren't
around for very
long?
Still get them at Legoland.
They didn't make any money.
Yeah, they made
money. Yeah, we went 6 months ago.
Right.
And they had those there because they're horrible. because they were just Legoland.
Okay.
If you want to relive the
yeah, well,
I don't think that's
a bit weird. Legoland, I wouldn't bother.
We'll see about that.
It's all made of Lego, isn't it?
It just needs a refurb.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had cart door, like just normal cart door scooping. So what we'd sometimes do, get a bowl, scoop yourself some cart door, whack a softy cornetto on top of it.
This guy's lived a life.
Maverick, yeah.
Water, sparkling.
Yeah.
You would like for catch of bread from your uncle's bakery in Italy.
Perfect.
Starter, you would like the spicy buffalo wings from the Dublin.
Yep.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Main, beef tacos from La Taqueria San Francisco.
Yeah.
Side, nachos also from La Taqueria.
Yeah, man.
Salsa cheese, hot as hell, with some South Devon chili sauce on it.
Yeah.
Your drink, you would like the nut trilogy. From Paradise Hampstead. Dessert, Mr. Whippy, flake, strawberry sauce.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm happy with that. I'm
fantastic. That's a delicious
meal.
Boys. That's a really
thanks,
good one.
Mr. Genie, for sorting me out.
Oh, any time. And I think you'll find I'm a weenie.
Yeah. What a great menu.
Delicious.
Some big revelations there, I've got to say.
A lot of big revelations. Apologies if any magicians are listening who can't eat if there's a musician on the podcast.
I mean, shout out for that as a revelation. Might be one of my favourite podcast moments within two series.
I couldn't. I mean, it was as big as when Christian Gary Murphy told us he'd never seen or heard of a curly fry before.
Yeah, it was that level of moment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic guest, fantastic meal. Enjoy
it.
He
did not pick the secret ingredient. Well done, SLP.
Well done. He did not pick the secret ingredient. No big chunks of ginger for him. Mm-hmm. And you call him SLP there, of course. The SLP is the name of his solo album.
It is. It's his debut solo album. It's called The SLP.
Which is out this week. So go and check it out, The SLP.
Get on it.
Go and give it a spin. if you're into what me and James do, you can check us out on socials. I'm at Ed Gamble Comedy on Twitter. You can go onto my website, edgamble.co.uk. I'm just about to start the second leg of my tour of my show Blizzard. And if you'd like to come and see me in London, do one last big final performance of it, I am doing the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Go on my website for details.
At James Acaster on Twitter over here. And also this very week, my new book was released, Perfect Sound Whatever, which is about the music of 2016, how it saved my life, and how Ed Gamble is a little dweeb.
Yes! I hope that's not true.
Well, it's in there. It's in the book.
Oh.
Yep.
If anyone wants to come to my organised book burning,
yeah,
they're very welcome to.
Yeah, fine. Simon Rushdie said, you know, the best thing about the book burnings was that they always had to buy a copy. So he's a millionaire.
Mate, you're sending me free ones and I'm going to burn them. Subscribe to this podcast. Give it 5 stars. Check us out on the socials at Off Menu Official on Twitter and Instagram. Offmenupodcast.co.uk on the internet. We love you very much. We will see you again in the Dream Restaurant. Say goodbye, Jeannie.
Goodbye. Don't go hungry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah, if people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.